No wonder why people are looking for financial freedom. When people talk about financial freedom, what do you think they're looking for?
There's many different ways to live. Like, it's,
yeah, it's
in a sense, like, because they start that way. They feel like they have money, they can do whatever they want. It's freedom, basically.
Yes,
they
a new connection. That.
Ties on to your other meaning to reality creation.
100%, man.
Which is stop existing and start living.
Well, that phrase of stop existing and start.
No, I think you need to say it with your chest. I think the people need to hear
bro.
It from your mouth, bro. Say it again so the people
bro.
Hear. You, it's coming.
They gotta hear it, man. You guys gotta stop.
Stop
existing.
Ooh.
And start. Living.
Living.
or you give them with a tone, right?
Yeah.
You give them with a pause, right? Stop existing.
Stop.
Start.
Start.
Living.
And living.
A lot of people are living mundane, bro. When I was working in the government, right? I used to do this very funny thing. I had a notebook.
Mm.
And what I used to do is I'll take notes on people's different habits and what they will do, and I realized
that there's
I'm all about the mind, bro. There's,
true.
And so what I started realizing is there's a clear pattern, right? There's a clear pattern in what people do, and they repeat that same pattern weeks after weeks after weeks after week. And if you actually summarize it, someone might have lived physically, right? You think they've lived the whole year, but really, it's pretty much 1 month out of 12 months that they were actually alive. The rest of the 11 months that were dead. And the reason they were dead is because it's mundane.
So I don't understand. When you're saying, like, truly stop existing, start living, when you're saying living, it's more so, as you said in scripture before,
yeah.
It's the soul aspect.
Yeah.
It's your it's not how your world looks around you, basically. Because, as you said, a person lived a whole year in this, you know, with everything, like, you know, like, around him, this the physical world that you see, but then you're saying that in reality hasn't, because it's the soul aspect or the personality.
There's no growth, man.
Like, just that just didn't grow as a person.
Well, like, if someone goes to the hospital, right? Let's talk about it from a physiological point of view. Someone goes to a hospital, mm-hmm. and this individual is supposed to be 25, and physically their age is still stuck at 8. And you have people that we've think, what does the world do? The world looks at them and says, that's a disability. Why your body was meant to keep growing along with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, something stopped growing.
Okay.
So we count it as a disability. So sometimes our life becomes disabled, just in the sense, because you're just repeating the same pattern, right? Thank God it's Monday or Monday morning. You hear people, thank God it's not thank God. let me start again. On Monday morning, if people said thank God, it'll be Christmas, right? On Monday morning, people come in and I hate Mondays, man. I hate Mondays. And nobody wants to talk to anybody. Everybody's angry and stuff. Nobody wants to be at work. And then you get towards like midweek Wednesday.
I'm not sure that where's that, but yeah, I feel Wednesday. Right. That's when they're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday people are like, oh, it's not too bad. Friday, then you hear, oh, thank God it's Friday, the weekend.
There's a whole song about Friday. So
bro,
yeah.
Friday again, Saturday, Sunday. Bro, and then this is what happened, right? And then most people go out and just go crazy on Saturday because it's like
they're
in a certain prison in those 5 days. And then there's two days weekend becomes like, well, out of prison. It's like they let you out and then you put you back on. In 2 days
that's
time
what I'm saying.
You have 2 days to experience the highest form of experience you can in your life.
Okay, makes sense.
It's so tormenting, man, because then you have people doing crazy stuff because it's like they got let out of jail, they felt like they were in prison, and now that the door of prison was open,
yeah, because certain experiences they had in the week, the tough week, so they need a kind of like a mental escape,
I guess, yeah so it's a mental escape, man.
Yeah.
But from a neurological point of view, it's something very interesting. It's looking at it in terms of this, right? Every time you're doing something new, you're discovering something new, you're learning something new, new neurocircuitry pathways are getting created, right? Your brain is firing neurons at different sites and creating different pathways. Right? Think about it as as a maze, right?
As a maze, okay.
Yeah, not really as a maze. Just think about it as a road, right? Let's say you only know one road to get from point A to B.
Okay.
If that one road is all you ever take, your whole entire life.
To
get from point A to B.
And that kind of also sort of links into the people's habits, as you say, when you that one road, the one way, is how the people's habits are, because they're not showing a very lively interest.
Yeah. So, you even know it as well. If one road is all you took, like your road from your house to work, for example, if you've been working for a company for 20 years, what you realize is that at a certain point of time, you just zone out. You're driving, it's mundane.
Yeah.
Like you've driven that road so many times that you're not even aware of what's going on around you.
And that's a bit scary, because like you're supposed to pay attention to the road, but but I'm pretty sure everyone's experienced it in their lifetime. Like you zone out for some reason. Even when you have the music on, you're just gone.
And that's essentially death, because no new path, no new circus, no new excitement, nothing new is taking
it's
place.
It's like that, or is that?
It is death. It's like mental death.
Fair,
bro, I've been there, man. And I've helped so many people who have been there. And no wonder why people are looking for financial freedom. When people talk about financial freedom, what do you think they're looking for?
There's many different ways to live. Like, it's...
Yeah,
it's... In a sense, like... Because they start that way. They feel like they have money, they can do whatever they want. It's freedom, basically.
Yes,
they
so new connections.
That, yeah, find new ways to live. Huh?
So,
interesting.
So if they have enough finance in their account, then they can do more, and then they don't have to repeat that mundane lifestyle again.
That's why a lot of people,
day.
When they say like, oh man, I need a little break from the routine I live, because they need to, as you said, neurologically, as you said, like to help them create more neural pathways, experience something new.
We deserve to do that, man. Just look at little kids. They're creating the new, bro, they're firing neural pathways every day, man. You're firing neurons every day. They're creating new, you're using the imagination all the time. They're creating new things. If you're doing a data entry job, for example, where someone gives you some data and you're putting it in, and you do it for, like, there's nothing wrong with starting there. But if you do it for 5, 6, 10 years, man, you have not used your imagination for anything in 10 whole years. That is very depressing. No creativity, no innovation, no imagination.
Funny enough, there is like, if the viewers, if you have, or I'll do watch anime, there's a specific anime for this. It's To Your Eternity. It's a very new one.
Yeah.
Which basically talks about what you just said. And it's quite interesting. I won't ruin it for the people, but it just tells you in the first episode. It's basically a higher being or a higher force, you know, as God, sends this orb down to earth to gain experience, to gain stimulation, to grow and learn and live life. And the only way this thing can grow from one object, from an orb to something else to another, is when it feels some sort of stimulation. Let it be emotional, let it be physical, some sort of like really like mental feeling, which engages it to then change into it, transform into it, and move in its life. So that's interesting. If you guys want to understand what he's trying to say, you can watch that. Maybe easier to understand as well.
Hey, if you don't like anime, this is your time, man. Get started.
It's the one. Then watch One Piece after. But anyway, continue.
Dedicate your whole life.
It's a journey. But I definitely feel what you're saying, because that anime for me just kind of solidified that. It's like, it all, and I guess that's why it's also here. It's like, you need to grow out of shell. Like people have said it throughout life, I've been hearing it all the time, like, oh, you need to leave your hometown, go somewhere else, do something.
Well, that's
or
what
find
it does.
A new job. Like,
yeah, it does.
Do this,
it
do
does
that.
That
but
too.
I guess now that makes sense why we say these things. As you said, it's because we're trying to gain a new experience, kind of gain,
100%, man.
Trying to grow ourselves, trying to. Is it an innate thing that we want to do that, or is it like what?
Think about just in this period of corona, people being in lockdown, asking somebody to lock down in their house. Like, all good for being safe and stuff, but just think about it from a psychological point of view. You're asking somebody to stay in one spot for some places.
And it's,
it's
a forced, not by choice.
Some places around the world was, 3 months. People were going crazy.
I know certain areas like where they like let them out and put them back in. Let them out, put them back in.
Bro, what it does to you psychologically, it's crazy, man. It messes you up. I was watching some videos of people talk about that experience. It's a tormenting experience, man. Especially as well if you don't get along with yourself, and if you have a lot of self-worth issue. So now you've got to face yourself for 3 whole months. Hey, there's a positive in there.
So it gives you the skill to actually sit with yourself and actually, because there's a lot of, there's been a lot of cases where that people have, as you said, may have discovered certain information that they're like, whoa, like I lived so many years of my life, never thought about it. What is this?
It's but,
beauty, but there's also like, you know.
Hey, it's got both sides of the coin in there, so.
But that is life.
But yeah, but in reality, in reality, so going back to the neurological point that I was saying before, is essentially walking the same path again and again and again, and then at some point you just zone out, you become dead to that. Another thing, like, it's like experiencing a certain thing, right? At a certain point when people experience a certain level of pain, they just get numb.
No, that is true. That
and
is true.
And it's just, there's no emotion attached to it, there's no new pathways taking place in their heads. And they're just numb to the whole experience. It's mundane. They don't even know they're alive anymore. I've heard some people say some real heavy stuff around that area. And that's what reality creation is all about, man. You try to shift people from being in that mental state, and some of you may call that state depression, some of you may, man, we're gonna have an episode on the mind and depression and anxiety, bro. I've got that one. I got content for you guys for sure.
No, I'll be here to ask you guys questions. Yeah,
that one I got content for you guys for sure. Yeah. But that's the whole point, man. This is the reality people are living in, and they're feeling like they're boxed in there. But reality creation is coming in short form, RCTV is coming in and saying, well, you don't have to get stuck in that. Maybe if you knew more information about who you are and your identity, you can take in what's already installed in you, which is your gift, which is the tool that's supposed to help you reign in this life and dominate this life, use it in its purpose the way it's supposed to be used, and actually experience the fulfillment you want to experience. You don't have to be a slave of your current reality. You can shift that, man. I'm telling you.
No, hey, those are some powerful, amazing words.
Damn. You can shift it. I ain't talking about time as well. People say, oh, it's gonna take 2, 3, 4 years. Nah. It all comes down to your own dedication, but you can shift it now.
Right now.
Now.
As you're speaking of time, what I also want to ask you is, like, why now? Like, why reality creation? Why now? Like, all these years, I'm pretty sure there's people out. What makes this so different? What makes reality creation stand out from everything else? Because maybe some of our viewers have heard of this. You know, as you were speaking about, like, you know, Christian Bible verses earlier, right? People have the church to go to that stuff for.
Yeah.
They have different coping mechanisms. People have therapy. Like, people have different people for different things. So, what is this? Is this like a regular therapy session? Is it like a church? Like what makes this different, or why is this so important?
Yeah, so we actually branched off from being connected to anything religious. There's definitely wisdom in all a religious book, but we branched off from all that because we started realizing the oneness in everything.
I'm telling you,
in everything taking place in this life, that there is a level of perfection. Man, just look around
Everything in life, there's a level of perfection.
There's a level of perfection, man. In the most dysfunctional thing, at its highest form. For example, so many things inside our body have to eat each other. Just think about it. There's so many battles taking place inside our body.
I guess if you track your piece of food that you go from where it starts and into your body, it will actually look very scary. I would not want to see how my food would track.
I'm telling you, man, it sounds like, it looks like there's so much dysfunction from a lower point level, but if you zoom out and actually see it from a top point of view, you start to realize the level of perfection in everything there is. Even in the paradigms people are stuck in, even in the issues people are experiencing in the day-to-day life. And there's a whole message there. So reality creation really aims to tap into that message and show people their identity from within, and it kind of
like removes everything and kind of makes it about you guys. Like, it makes it about the person.
Yeah.
It makes it about the individual.
100%.
It's not about your all these classifications, specifications, status. None of that matters. It just comes down to, you are a human being. You're an essential. You're a life force.
100%.
So let's talk about you. Nothing else.
Yeah, that's exactly.
No bad. Nothing. Like, okay, that's pretty
like,
good. So it's just about them.
It is.
Or
it's,
you
it's,
specifically.
It is.
It's,
it is.
If it's touching you, then yeah. I guess that's the whole point of this.
Bro, if you're getting impacted from even watching this video, send us a message straight away.
Yeah.
Straight away. That's your spirit.
If you're getting
talking
impacted,
to
just
you,
seeing
man.
Our faces. Hey,
that's your spirit talking to you. You better get connected with RCTV and get some results in your life.
Because at the end of the day, like,
no more hesitation.
Yeah, it's like literally stress on the bus. Like, it's not for us. Like, it's only for you and everyone. I guess it was part of this. Like, not to become. You know, like, not to do this as like a cliche thing or something like
yeah,
that. It's
yeah,
it's
yeah.
about the individual.
It is.
You know, it definitely is. And I think it'll be hard for certain people to understand because you're not be analyzing it. But for sure, there is some truth to it because there's a lot of people. Because you said you've been doing this for years without.
Ah, oh, man.
Right? Because I know certain people know this. Like, yeah,
I'm spending 50, 60 hours in my week sometimes, bro. Just helping out and coaching and.
So people know it's real, like yeah, it's
right,
like it's
and
true,
just
it's
helping people
place,
come out of the issue, and I was doing it not for free because I love what I was doing, and like the reality we're trying to create, it's not only for us, it's also for you. It's mainly for you because you are the person that says, I don't want to live this reality anymore. I want a new reality.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like you're a busy guy. You're doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
So
I don't need to be doing this 100%. I could literally drop reality creation and I'll still have plenty of finance to go off and plenty of
because you people seeing this guy's face. this man's face.
I'm a nice guy, man.
Because
nice
I hear
guy.
About it from my friends that, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. And you know, a lot of people know Joe about Joe. So like him going out of his way and telling like, look, this is how I created my reality.
Yeah.
How
I
constructed this. And it's not a phone, it's not a scam, it's not a pyramid. Nothing like that. But it's more so, like just telling you guys like, yo, it's about you.
It is.
It's all about them. Oh.
It'll be a misconception to think anything else but that.
First,
this is straightly for you, by you essentially, because you are it. You are it.
And is that why the logo here is open arms? Because it's like a hug. It's like a warm welcome.
You enjoyed our content? Thank you. If you want more, follow us on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, and our website for more. If you love what we do, support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, Crypto, and all links in the description below. Hey, RCTV, peace out.